For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Where does one go to get that time back? Yeah. I feel like it's my obligation as an American to watch.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Shouldn't it go in like this area, like so we can pay what's it? Homage?
Well, yeah, homage? The H is silent.
Is it homage?
Yep.
All right, okay.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Obviously, Santo has okayed me to talk about this or to post it on my story. So everyone shut up.
Here's what I would recommend.
A bunch of sensitive sallies in this that have been like, women suck. Okay, well, that's why you're never getting laid.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
According to you, Joe Montana not on that list.
Right.
Yeah, he's way down the list. He stinks.
So 2020.
I think I would suck in today's NFL. Yeah.
He would suck?
Yeah,
today?
In today's NFL, he would stink.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Good morning.
What up? What up?
How you doing, Wiggy?
Oh, man, I'm living life.
We're getting there.
Oh, yeah.
The red-hot Boston Red Sox remain alive and well this morning, Curtis.
Sizzle.
Yeah, alive and well.
I'm this close to blocking Ken again from texting. Just like, go away, dude.
Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
Yeah, you got a Tyler O'Neill walk-off, mm-hmm. and you win that one last night. You have now won four of your last six.
Yeah.
And you're keeping us hanging on.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, you gotta get on the two games outside of the third wild card spot. You're still four right now, so it's still kinda like
not really.
Yeah,
not
I mean there's a little bit. You're like, you know, you're peeking.
Not happening for you.
I mean you're still kinda peeking in the window, see if you can see something.
They're two games over .500. They have a +3 run differential. They are the definition of average. But go Sox. Take on those Yanks tonight. Don't miss a second of it.
Right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, Curtis.
Oh, you know what? When the Sox are in the Bronx, my world comes to a halt. I just watch ball. Have you been to the new stadium, Greg?
Huh?
Have you been to the new Yankee Stadium?
No. I went to Yankee Stadium. Well, how recent is it, Curtis?
I don't know. I haven't been. I think 2009.
Oh,
roughly.
Then I have been. Yes. I probably went 6-7 years ago to a game, to me, it's not
the Bronx.
Location, location, location. You know that. Mrs. Wiggins is a real estate agent.
Yes.
But it doesn't have the history that Fenway has. And so being a baseball guy, Curtis, I really enjoy the history of the game. That's what I like.
If I remember correctly, you just spent the entire night just walking around, talking to ghosts, saying hello to Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth.
Yes, I did.
Of those just truly spiritual experiences.
Right. Isn't somebody buried in center field or something?
Yes. Ken's dreams.
I think somebody is. Actually, I think if I remember correctly, it's Santo because he bought the wrong flowers.
Nope.
I think Santo
loved the segment yesterday.
I'm sure he did.
There you go.
I'm sure he loved it.
We had a romantic evening last night.
Right, Sandro got him some.
What was romantic about your evening last
night? Just being together. You know, we love love.
There you go. That's what you do, Courtney.
Poor Santo.
I got to tell you something. I cannot stand the sight of blood.
Oof!
And a near fatal disaster last night. The lovely DMs was attempting to make me my cucumber thing.
You know the cucumber salad type, whatever it is,
that she makes me in the morning so I can be healthy. And
you have to specify the cucumber out there.
Not like
yesterday's
the guy.
News story.
It's not the cucumber in the driveway thing.
No.
It's a different cucumber thing. And she took a massive chunk out of her finger using the mandolin.
Mm.
Have you ever used one
What's
of those
the
things?
Mandolin? No.
Gotta be careful with those puppies, man. Those things are sharp.
Apparently, there's a massive amount of mandolin accidents in the summer because of cucumbers, but because of avocados. I had no idea that there's an actual avocado hand.
People use the mandolin for avocados?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's because they want super thin slices of it?
It doesn't
seem to me like you need the mandolin for the avocado.
Really? More for your zucchinis, your summer squashes.
But it looks like it would be safe, because it's almost like... Yeah, like
no,
it's almost
not,
like the cold
not,
cut
no,
thing.
No,
where you...
it's super sharp. And so the chunk of it is... First of all, I have to fix the situation. It's a complete, horrendous situation with the blood everywhere and you can see the bone in the finger.
Damn, she went down to the
white. Did you take her to the hospital?
Huh?
Did you take her to the hospital?
No, I told her. I said I recommend it. If you want to go see the doctor, there's one right down the street. You can walk over there and make your way over there at some
stitches.
Point. But I did assist with putting the Band-Aid on it, but I don't like the sight of those kinds of things.
Yeah, you don't like the sight of blood?
No, I'm not.
Get you going?
I'm not into that at all.
Yeah.
Did you still eat the cucumbers?
No, I requested that once the finger felt better that the cucumbers were prepared for today's show. I mean, it's very important.
Oh, I thought you would have gone in the other direction. We can't eat these cucumbers anymore. Back to bagels.
There's nothing better than a bagel in the morning, Curtis.
No,
I'm sorry.
A nice toasted one.
I appreciate being healthy. Shime said this to me yesterday. Was it yet? No, it was earlier this
week. 2 days ago.
Have you been with Shime in his new state where he just out of the blue mutters something about food that he misses and loves?
Yes.
That was the situation.
I lust after food constantly.
That was the situation with bagels the other day around here, Shime.
God, I love bagels so much.
Oh, now I want a bagel.
A good bagel. I don't know if there's anything I enjoy more in the morning than just a nice, fresh, warm bagel.
You gotta have it toasted, right? With toasted or grilled? Not everybody can grill it in the morning.
Well, I understand that, but
if we're
living in a fantasy world, then you would want to have it grilled.
Yeah. But if we're living in reality, toasted is better than just
that can be a fire risk, as we learned on this show 3 years ago.
I'm just more of a light toast guy. I don't want a ton of crisp on my bagel.
Okay.
I want it soft and warm and chewy. Oh, yeah.
I need a crispy bagel. Yeah.
And do you like the flavored cream cheese, or do you just
I love a good veggie cream cheese.
The same. I love a veggie cream cheese.
Place down the street here has a Diablo cream cheese. If you want a little kick in your morning, delightful.
Keep it natural, baby.
A pavement?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
By the way, my butter bagel take may have gotten the most social media positive reaction of anything I've ever said.
Remind me of the take.
Yeah, what was that?
Butter over cream cheese.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yes. Strong disagree.
There is a large vocal majority of residents of this region that prefer butter over cream cheese, but don't like to say it out loud in public settings.
I'll do butter on a bagel, too. I don't mind that, but cream cheese is fine.
Was that the same post where you said butter and cream cheese over Bill Belichick?
You know what? I just wish the guy would stop talking about the Patriots. It's like a little much now. Move on.
Bill's doing his Doug Thizzle.
What happened, Curtis, yesterday? He was on something and he pivoted as soon as the New England Patriots came up again.
He was on the worst podcast network in America. I don't know what it's called, Underdogs. And he's there with Mike Lombardi, Chief Bobo, and Matt Patricia, Bobo assistant to the main Bobo. And they're talking, and Mike Lombardi is going to get a stern talking to today. Because he brought up the Patriots using defense to beat the Bengals in week one.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill immediately says, yeah, the Steelers really used a great game plan to hide the flaws of their young quarterback to get the week one win. It was, honestly, I respect it. I love
really?
It.
Really? So he's not talking, no patron.
No.
I don't
None.
Get it.
Wow. I don't either.
Like, I don't get why.
I don't know.
What? Like, why wouldn't he? I mean, if he's in on the media career.
Talks about everything.
That's what people want him to talk about. Like, right. I don't get it.
And I don't know if he still thinks whatever he says will be a headline. Every time he pivots away from them, it's a bigger headline. So if he just said, yeah, great win for them, you know, the defense, blah, blah, blah.
Like, if he's worried about credit, he gets a little bit of the credit. It's his players. He brought Gerard Mayo along. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why he doesn't embrace it, Curtis.
I don't know how you were surprised by this behavior.
Yeah, I'm
if he was just nice to the quarterback, if he just said, okay, Robert, I'll wear the pin where you want me to wear it, he'd probably still be here.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis, you can't spin this into your normal pounding on Bill Belichick. Like, if you can't have it both ways. If he's an egomaniac who wants everything to be about himself, then he would answer those questions and talk about how it's his players and
right.
that it's his coach and that they're performing well.
Wait, you don't think he's doing this in a selfish way?
What? Explain it to me. Why?
Because he hates that they won. He doesn't want to promote anything about that team. He believes Gerard Mayo went behind his back and took the job that he wanted to end his career with. And he's mad at Robert Kraft.
So you're suggesting that the only time he's going to talk about him is if they lose.
On this very podcast, the week prior, he and Patricia were mocking how the Patriots retained all the guys that they had brought in.
Well, this will be interesting. So,
right? Isn't that true? Right?
Well, yeah, they talked about the players. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. If they lose and he doesn't talk about them, then what is it? Like, I don't get, like, you know, just saying, because I feel like, you know, from the clips that I see, he's just talking about the games in general, like, you know, how they did a great job defensively, or this offense played good. So to talk about the Patriots wouldn't be a big deal. Like, hey, they had a great game plan against Cincinnati, played a lot of cover two, whatever it is. I don't get why he's not even, like, going down that
it's
road.
It's just so weird.
But he did talk about them. So it's not that he doesn't want to talk about them.
So he did. Did he talk about them? Or
he
didn't?
Talked about the Patriots when they were mocking the fact that they had...
No, I know, but we moved on from
sense.
That.
Not since then. The
but
win.
That was the last podcast.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
Since the win.
Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about, is that he has talked about the team, but he doesn't want to say positive things about it. So he just pivoted to another story.
Yeah, but he talked positive about the guys. Oh, you're saying because those are his guys?
Right. He was mocking the decisions made by the people that chose to move on from him, retaining the players that he had brought in the first place this offseason.
All right. I guess we'll have to wait to see what Bill says after a loss about New England.
Yeah.
It's just stunning to me that, like, I mean, I don't watch all of his stuff, but I thought, like, they were bringing him on to talk about games and if the obviously the Patriots upset Cincinnati.
You would think that would be the number one topic of discussion with Bill Belichick.
Or at least in the conversation.
I mean, if I'm crazy, why do you guys think he's not doing it?
I don't.
I can't figure it out. You're not crazy. I'm not alleging that you're wild. I'm just trying. I'm attempting to have a discussion and share with you that I personally cannot figure out why he's doing it.
Yeah.
I don't immediately attach evil intent to everything that everybody does in the world.
I'm not saying it's evil at all. If I
ask you a question, you're immediately bloviating and going, why do you think he does it? He doesn't want to talk about Gerard Mayo.
But am I petty? It's pretty easy. I don't think it's like this Rubik's Cube.
I can't wait. All I was asking was, I personally don't understand why he wouldn't talk about the Patriots.
Right.
I don't get it either, because also you could go the Dynasty route and he's still pissed about Dynasty. But since then, he's gone to Tom Brady night. He's done the roast. Right. So those are all Patriots
related.
Yeah. So to now just shy away from it. And that pivot job was terribly done. To be asked point blank about one team and then go to the Steelers is...
All right, I didn't hear that.
Well, that's what Curtis was just telling us about.
Does he break down any teams and, you know, what their game plan was? Like, did he break down and said, great win by Kansas City, you know, beating Baltimore because they did this? Like, does he do any of that?
He did 45 minutes with Pat McAfee talking about all the games over the weekend. And that podcast, I think, was 50 to 55 minutes talking about all the games over the weekend.
Except for New England.
Right.
Wow. To me, it's definitely a mine F.
Well, I will say this. We will have a Bill on this program this morning, who will talk all about his football team.
Yeah.
And that is Bill O'Brien, the head coach of the Boston College Eagles. And he will join us in one half an hour at 6:45 as the Boston College Eagles get ready for what Wiggy says and Courtney says and Curtis says is perhaps their toughest test, or is definitely their toughest test of the season so far this Saturday.
And I have a Bill O'Brien lead this morning.
Oh, you do?
Wow. I do.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, we'll get to our leads in 10 minutes. And then Bill O'Brien, 6:45. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Patrick Mahomes said yesterday about the presidential election and whether it is causing any issues between his bae and her bestie. So we'll get to that coming up at 7 on this morning show, and the news with Courtney at 7:45. That includes how creepy is it today and why you should apparently never lift items off of the shelf at the dollar store in Indiana so as to examine them. Mm. And then Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy at 9 on this morning show.
Any audio eulogy?
Did I miss the passing?
You missed a big one.
In the music industry?
Oh yeah, in the music industry. I thought you'd be right on top of this one.
Please tell me who passed away.
Frankie Beverly.
Oh,
from Frankie Soul, Beverly
the,
and Maze.
The Soul Star.
Yeah.
We could.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come to it. What's the
Joy and Pain?
Yes.
You've heard that
yes.
one before.
Yes. When I let go,
I think that's how.
When I let go.
Yeah. So
yes.
there's a bunch of songs.
I didn't take you for a big soul guy.
No. Yeah. Well, my mother listened to a lot of that,
really?
I kind of got that on the back end. You know, what I mean, I got that growing up. She listened to Al Green, Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, Luther. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I told you, I got every genre of music there is.
Yeah, I mean, now that the two of you are empty nester city dwellers, I'm assuming that occasionally you light a candle or two and then throw some romantic soul music on and let the music do the talking.
We mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
You know, you got to be easy now after Shannon Sharpe. You got to make sure.
You got to
make sure you're really going in your music settings. But we mix it up. We go a little bit. Slow jams.
I can't figure out where we got to get the trending, but I can't. Is anybody doing Shannon Sharpe for their lead?
I hope so.
How do you accidentally go Instagram Live while having sex? I don't understand how that happens.
Conspiracy theory.
He wanted it.
Girl wanted it.
The girl did?
Like, I think that the girl maybe was like, oh, can I check something on your phone? Hit the live, threw it on the table, and then they went to...
She seemed like, just based on the audio, that she was engaged in other things, not phone use at the time.
Doesn't it seem interesting that the person suggesting it was the woman just recently had an incident of her own?
A booby slip.
Yes.
That is very different.
I do find it rather interesting.
Believe whatever you want.
Yes, I do.
Might have just told on yourself.
I see. Are you suggesting that if anyone would know a fraudulent, thirsty attempt for likes, it would be this woman right here in the studio.
I'm not going to point fingers, Greg. Yeah. You said
again,
it. Not me.
Let me say this one more time. Clean out your ears. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to do something like that on the interwebs, I would have made my breast look better.
Mm. Preach.
Okay. So,
I think we know the conspiracy theory to it, though.
Slim Shime is an assassin. It's like a whole new world in here.
It really is.
Greg, yeah, I think we kind of know who leaked it based on...
It was Instagram Live. Nobody leaked
it.
Well, Instagram...
you literally go to his account, click Live, and then you hear him saying, put this blank in your blank.
I wonder if he was multi-streaming over to TikTok.
If you know the recent...
I wonder what he's saying about Mahomes. Holy cow, what is this?
If you know the recent history about Shannon Sharpe, he was getting dragged for maybe, you know, liking the banana hammock.
What in the world?
The comedians were coming after him.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, for what he was wearing and how he... Are you didn't have a Cat Williams... not Cat Williams, but...
No.
Mike Epps?
No.
Wait, are you saying that his sexual proclivities was being questioned?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
After he got out of, you know, a Suburban and posted a video wearing a very, very tight outfit with a kind of... man.
Okay, so he may personally have wanted it to be out there.
Yeah,
that he was making mad passionate love to a woman.
Because there were a lot of comedians coming for him. At this time. So.
Oh, was he getting like Manti Te'o treatment?
Yeah. He was getting some. Yeah, some like you know
some speculation.
So, but it was more from the comedian world, and so they were cracking a lot of jokes about it. Yeah, so just all you got to do is a quick little
That video
dive.
Was graphic.
Yes, now we need to figure out who Michelle is.
All right, well, we are going to get to our leads right away coming up. And then Bill O'Brien at 6:45. First, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox take down the Orioles 5-3. Nick Pivetta went six innings, giving up one run on four hits while striking out nine. The guys now on the road to take on the Yankees tonight, 7:15. First pitch with Cooper Criswell getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Like Greg said, we'll talk with Sam Kennedy this morning at 9 for our Red Sox front office report. We have an AFC East showdown tonight. The Bills are in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Kickoff is at 8:15. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 55 degrees, sunny skies, or clear skies. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Highs in the low 80s with sunny, abundant sunshine this afternoon.
In the 80s today, Curtis?
Yeah, it's going to be crispy out there.
Oh, I love it. All right.
Crispy is reserved for 89 plus. Thank you.
You said 86 plus the other day.
I never said 86
plus. Yeah, you did on Monday.
Plus. I said pushing 90s.
Okay. Tight ship here. We will come. Let's come right back with the leads. Like, literally, right back from the commercial. On time for once with this morning's leads next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.